Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Winfield Mayor Chris Fennell about the Washington County Riverboat Foundation giving the city a grant for their new swimming pool.
Small communities like Winfield value their swimming pools. Winfield is in the process of building a new pool. It will have a zero entry depth, slides, and a diving board. Winfield has requested funding to help build the bathhouse, and WCRF is glad to grant $50,000.
Yeah, we're really excited about getting this. I mean, we asked for a lot, and I was surprised we got as much as we did, so we're super happy.
Yeah, $50,000 is quite a bit. So where does that put the pool project at currently?
We're almost at 25% funded right now, not counting a grant that we're working on. This is another 18, so we're getting close. We're working on trying to get some private individuals to start donating and getting some money in that way. And we just got done with our haunted house fundraiser, which brought in about $5,000, which was kind of nice. And it was a lot of fun to do. And I'm really stoked about it. I mean, we're excited about this. And thanks to the board here for granting us this, because it's really going to help out.
Yeah, you did request $100,000 for the project, and $50,000 is still a lot.
A lot, absolutely. We're extremely happy to have that. You bet. We're super happy.
Good. So what sort of improvements is going to go into the pool then?
So we've got an old pool. It's a 1960s vintage swimming pool, and it's just outlived itself. I mean, and there's a lot of them around, and a lot of them have already given up and they've been replaced. So what we're going to do is we're going to kind of come in with the zero entry aqua center type on a much smaller scale than what like Washington's is, but we're still going to have the zero entry. We're going to try for three lanes of swimming for exercise, and plus give the kids a good area to play in. And then we'll also have a slide in there and a kid slide, and then a diving board. And Winfield, they play a lot of gator, and they seem to play that a lot, so there'll be plenty of room for gator too to play. And then we're going to have a new bathhouse. Our bathhouse is really old and needs replaced. So part of the project is to put a new bathhouse in. And that's what a lot of this money will be going for, is to get that bathhouse.
So, great.
Yeah, we're real excited about it. We're going to build it right next to the golf course. The golf course has been really good about keeping their pool open, but they just can't financially do it anymore. It's just getting old. It's about to cost them a lot of money. So the city's taking it over, and we're committed to put that back in that same spot so it can still be a part of the golf course attraction.
Okay.
Yeah.
When do you think construction might begin?
Our goal is to begin construction the fall of 2017 with opening the spring of 2018. It's much easier to start your construction in the fall. The weather's better, and it's cheaper that way rather than trying in the spring. And we got to get some financing together before we're ready for that. But we're working on it. We're really enthused, and I think we'll make it.
Great. You mentioned other grants that you're going to be applying for. What other grants
are there? So there's a CAT grant that is a tourism grant, community and tourism, I believe it's called. And that's good for up to 18% of the total project. Before we can get that grant, we've got to have 50% of the money already committed. So we're working on that right now. That'll help quite a bit. That's, if we get it fully funded, that'd be $180,000. We're also going to be reaching out to, we already have reached out. We haven't heard what we got yet, if anything, through the Henry County Enhancement Grant, which is kind of an extenuation of the casino grant that the state pools out money to all the counties that doesn't have a casino, and then they give out some grants. So we're going for a little bit of money off of them too, and they've been good about helping us out with various projects in Winfield, and hopefully we can get that too. So with those grants, and then if we can find anything else out there, there's not a lot of grants out for swimming pools. But we'll do anything we can and try to find what we can, and then the good people of Winfield hopefully will step up and help fund this.
Right.
So, yeah.
Any other thoughts? Anything else you'd like to mention to our listeners?
Just once again, I mean, I'm just so happy, and I thank the casino up here at Riverside Casino, and also the board for giving us this. We really appreciate it. I know we're out of county. We do expect Washington County kids to come to our pool, but we still really thank them for that, and we're very appreciative.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Chris Fennell. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.